At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But we are also streaming live on the Odyssey app, free to download, free to listen. And now you can stream us anytime, anywhere on both the iHeartRadio apps as well as the TuneIn Radio app. So wherever you want to listen to us, as long as you got your phone with you, you can catch up right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. George Ruggiero's producing the program. Glad that he is with us. You can follow him on Twitter on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day, Jeffrey. How's it going?
Oh, man, it goes. Do you have all the alerts set up for... Do you have the alerts on your phones for things that are going to piss me off set up?
In what way?
So, on Jeff's show today, sometime in the second hour, my phone lights up, and it is from the AT&T Smart Home app. Your internet has been disconnected, and it's not a phishing text. It's like from the
app. The notification. Right. It's the actual.
Correct.
Okay.
And so the question then becomes, all right, is this a router problem? Is this? But I don't know. I'm going in blind, and we have someone moving in next door, and they had a moving truck, and the wire from the cable, whatever, the fiber yeah. wiring yeah. that goes from the box that has the internet, it's on a utility pole, and then it goes across the street to our home, and you just see the wire just snapped in half.
Mangled.
And then it becomes the other issue of, all right, you can't fix that one yourself.
No.
Even if you knew how to do it, you're not.
Probably
not. No, you have to have the tech because they need access to the box.
Yeah.
The AT&T box that has their property. So then, of course, all right. Let's see. Who doesn't have a nice window? Of course, I'd love to know how many homes out there now don't have somebody working or working from home. It's 8 to noon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. And then it's 4 to 8, little better.
Yeah, you can get there for that. Like,
you can get there close enough.
For sure.
You can get there close enough. But then, of course, now you've got that real first world problem of, oh my God, what are we going to do with 24 hours without the internet? Like, it's just... And then it's like, I don't know.
I should laugh. We've all been here.
There's something about when you break it yourself, you can kind of...
You can eat that. You can be like, you know what I mean?
It's my
fault. Hand up, I did something. But when someone else does it?
Correct.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
that just burns you.
Yeah, that. And then my wife figures out what happens, and she doesn't exactly deal well with her routine getting thrown off. And I'm like, I didn't break it. Like, I didn't. Wasn't me.
So, is AT&T the provider?
Correct.
As well as the Wi-Fi?
Correct. So, whatever. I have the fiber wire goes into my house.
Yeah.
Into,
I mean, like, for cellular.
For me, not for my wife. But my cell service works. But I also have...
Hotspot it?
So,
but I don't know what the charge on that's going
to
look like.
So, we historically have been able to use her work phone.
Oh, yeah. You don't pay... Come on.
We've been historically able to use her work phone for...
This is a solutions show, by the way, everybody. We try and answer the big questions.
You can use... Like, I will still have DirecTV. So I still have television.
Sure.
But any internet connection is going to be hotspotted from her work phone. And basically, if you have more than one device on it, forget it.
Yeah, you're...
Yeah.
You're pulling too much.
So then you run into the issue of, you know, how do you watch the Cardinals tonight? It's just like, I don't...
Oh, yeah, because they're not going to be televised, are they?
Well, no one has been able to explain this to me. I have the DirecTV sports package.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to get all in-market games. Someone make me understand this. Last year and in the years prior, I had started to notice that the games that were supposed to be on FanDuel Sports Network, if the Grizzlies still had a regular season game, and I believe if the Preds still had a regular season game.
Yes.
Cardinal games that night.
Those get flexed, right?
Are blacked out. They don't even appear on your list. Like, they don't even...
Oh, sure. They're going to end up being pushed.
So the way DirecTV works, though, is...
You should get it in, like, the 700,
well,
right?
Well, it's alternate channels. So the game broadcast... So, for instance, Fox Sports Southeast or whatever, FanDuel Sports Southeast,
whatever it is now,
one of them 646, one of them 649. So whatever used to be the one that was out of Atlanta was 646, and the one that's out of Nashville was 649.
Yeah.
But for Grizzlies games, they don't broadcast them on 646 or 649. They have four alternate channels that are designed to host the games.
Sure.
So, historically, for Grizzlies games, 649-2.
Oh, it's one of those type of, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Cardinal games...
would end up on 49
like dash one or dash three. But
yeah.
They were always in that. This year, there's just nothing. Now, make this make sense.
This is Major League Baseball we're talking about. I don't think I can do that.
Okay, so...
But I'll try.
If you want to make the effort there and say, well, they've changed... They've maybe gerrymandered the market, and so the Cardinals used to be in market, now they're out of market... Or, well, they've tried to bump it up to a premium subscription. I would love to know the answer to this. If I bought Cardinal game, or if I bought extra innings, would the Cardinals be blacked out? My suspicion is yes.
My suspicion would also be yes.
Okay, now make this make sense. I can watch Cardinal games on the FanDuel Sports app using my DirecTV login.
Oh.
So I'm not paying...
I do not have the FanDuel
subscription.
You're not on MLB TV.
Correct.
You're just...
I'm using my DirecTV subscription. The only thing that I can think of is that when Diamond Sports, the owners of the RSNs, went into bankruptcy, there was some redistributing of digital versus over-the-air rights. And so the only thing that I can think of that makes any sense is that somehow I still have access to the digital rights, a.k.a. the FanDuel
app. The streaming. Yeah.
But DirecTV.
The actual over-the-air is not going to DirecTV without having to pay.
I don't think.
They don't do it at all.
The only way it shows up even on the guide is if you go to FanDuel Sports Midwest and you get in, you get to that, and then, but then it is blacked out.
So, wait a second. FanDuel Midwest.
Yes. So I think that's like 671 or something like that.
I think that means it did get pushed to a different market that isn't here because aren't the Grizzlies and aren't the Preds on FanDuel SN South?
Yeah, but
it used to be on the same package.
The way that it used to work was I would have Cardinal games
up until the regular season of hockey and basketball.
Right.
And then whenever those games are on at the same time as the Cards game, one would get pushed.
Correct. But also think of it in these terms. It's listed on the local channels.
Yes.
It was also listed on FanDuel Sports Network, but obviously FanDuel Sports Midwest, for those that were trying to follow along. It was listed on that as well. Those would be blacked out because that's part of the extra innings package.
Yeah.
But I could watch it over the air on the other channels, the quote unquote local channels.
Sure.
So,
but now you get neither.
The only access I have is a streamer. And if I try to use Plus to watch, like say the Cardinals showed up on ESPN Plus.
Oh, if it's like a Sunday night game or something like that,
can't watch it.
Blacked out.
Yep. I can watch when they're on Apple.
Well.
Which is like three times a year.
Yeah. At this point, for every team, you get it maybe once or twice.
I bring all this up to say it's not exactly been a fun week of news. And so, like, I'm just kind of
2 days.
It's just kind of, yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I don't really know how to take it. Because there's two significant stories that impact the largest sports quote-unquote franchises in the city, and neither one of them is great. Now, it's also fair to say neither one of them is a definitive, this is over, pack up, go home, we're done here.
No.
Let's take them one by one.
Okay.
Let's start first with the Tigers and the Big 12 deal. Because the more that I've thought about it, the more that I think this might be the case. When we were discussing it yesterday with Coach Hurd, inevitably, whenever I see a story that involves really good reporting, and reporting that I would also argue is difficult to obtain, my first thought is, guys, kind of treat it like political reporting. When political stories come out, the first question you should ask is, where'd it come from? And again, I want to be very clear. I know Ross Dellinger. Ross Dellinger is a phenomenal reporter. And so this is not meant to be some backhanded compliment at him. But
we know he did his legwork.
Correct. It's also entirely possible because Ross is so good at his job, Ross could get fed this story because they know, like, hey, this is...
Oh, it's going to get out. He's going to make sure it gets out. Yep. And he's going to do a good job writing it up.
So pretty early on to me, it seemed very obvious, and honestly, the only thing that would have truly shocked me was, hey man, this came from Memphis. For a couple of reasons. Number one, let's just start with the obvious. Who would want to leak a story that says, we tried to spend $200 million and we still got told no? Number two, that's not how Memphis leaks. So,
typically not.
I felt pretty confident that was not the case. also, even if you're trying to, like, if you want to try and spin it, there was just no way that you would do that from Memphis' perspective. Also, when you consider, we didn't get the statement until a couple of hours after. So, hey, once the story hits, and then all of a sudden, you know you got to say something. You do say something. That tells me, without a shadow of a doubt, not from Memphis. Okay. Now it gets more complicated. Because you start to get into beyond just the question of who or where did it come from, you get into the question of what's the motivation?
The why.
Correct. So, I suppose it's possible that one of the three former conference members, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, that they end up leaking it to be like, haha. I think that's something that's kind of fun to consider. That is just not the way this world operates.
No.
And it's one of those things where when you get into the club, like, your first move is not just to point the finger. Like, also, I just never sensed, the animosity amongst...
I was about to say, that would take an actual level of, like,
right,
animosity, a pettiness there, and I never got that vibe from those programs.
The chestiest of all those groups was always UCF, but UCF, like, the administration that largely orchestrated the move isn't there. Danny's at Tennessee.
Yeah. And for what it's worth as well, a lot of the times that they would be that, you know, peacock that type of way is when they were actually winning and doing.
Yeah.
Like, they never did it really out of nowhere or unnecessarily.
Also, what is to gain?
I don't think there's anything to gain.
So, to me, I just don't really think that's realistic. Now, let's go to another possibility, because Ross included in his story, Memphis's offer was circulating amongst the commissioners and the presidents of the Big 12. I wonder how much it was circulating, because I didn't get a whiff of this until Ross breaks the story. And then here's how you also know, Ross breaks the story and then a few other people have the
follow-ups, the little...
The I have confirmed what someone else already confirmed. So, do I really think a university president leaked it? The answer to me is like, okay, why?
I don't know what an individual university would actually... For what it's worth, I don't exactly know what the Big 12 itself would gain from it either. I think it would be even less so for an individual university.
You could make this argument. We are so, if you wanted to spin it.
Sure.
We're so desired and everyone believes in our future so much that a school like Memphis was willing to put $200 million together, but we feel so strongly about our position.
We don't need it.
We were in position to say no.
But in a way, is that not then the other side of that spin is the Memphis spin of saying we are in such a good financial position relative to the rest of the G5 plus that we're willing and able to do this to get into the power structure?
So,
like, in that way, that doesn't exactly spin a very negative Memphis spin.
No, you're not trying to spin. In the end, I don't think Ross's story in particular reads negative towards Memphis. In fact, if you look at most of the detail that he includes that Memphis put together a package that was unlike anything we've ever seen. Okay? Memphis has also committed to doing full rev share, not this season, but the next. Memphis has included the resource. This did not read like a negative Memphis story.
No, other than the they're not getting into the Big 12 aspect.
Correct.
That's the only part of it to me that reads.
Right.
Maybe not great.
So, well, no, it is at the end of the day, it is a story of rejection.
Yes.
But that also is what happened. That's not a...
There's no spin to that. That is the fact of the matter.
His story is Memphis presented this plan.
Which I think a lot of people, us included, look at and say, that's a pretty nice package. That's pretty darn good.
Real nice package.
Yeah.
Tight shorts, maybe, everything. So...
Tiger stripes.
That brings me to what I think... I want to stress, I think, not I believe, not I know. What I think might have happened is something like this. I do not believe that Ed Scott and Bill Hargrave just decided to put a PowerPoint together and spam the email inboxes of Big 12 presidents and Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12. I know this to be true. Not that this was an entirely unique story, but I have someone in my life that has had meetings with a lot of people at that university, and some version of this plan had been mentioned. Were the details as specific? No. Did I feel like it was my job to go and report? No. Because I also knew this to be true. Like, Ed Scott's been pretty clear. Hey, y'all, we hear you. We're trying.
I think that's the other big positive.
So, nothing that I was told when it... A, I'm not motivated to be a newsbreaker. And I'm not motivated to be the, I knew this. So, when I heard the story, I'm like, oh, that's a pitch. And it was a good pitch. In fact, if you want to know the real truth, part of my problem with when I heard the story of not like, dig, part of it was like, man, if they pulled that off, like...
That's kind of...
And I'm not really in the... I don't like hearing, like... I'm not in the business of trying to go out and bury Memphis. It's not good for me. I don't want to do it. I don't like doing it. I have no interest in it. But it seemed so lofty that it honestly felt like it came from a message board post. Like, here's the plan.
We'll get them this time.
And guys, as a former moderator of a message board, you get good plans. Not realistic plans, but they're fun. And so, when I'm reading Ross's story, I'm just left with this conclusion. The only person to me that has real motivation to actually leak this story with great detail. That's the key.
Yes.
Not the broad strokes, nothing. The story with detail. The only person that is actually motivated to do so, in my opinion, is Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12. And why would he do that? Is he trying to embarrass Memphis? Absolutely not. You know what Brett Yormark probably realizes? A lot better than freaking college presidents do. Do you know how hard it is to raise $200 million of advertising and marketing?
Incredibly.
He knows better than anyone. His job is to have, he runs the business of the Big 12. I guarantee you his motivation is, I am trying to show these people how out of touch they are. Because this guy has been almost to the point of feeling like he's a marketing or a branding, really, like, tryhard. He has shoved all of it to the forefront. Who's the one doing the deals with the WWE?
Big 12.
Who did the deal with PayPal?
Big 12.
Who has announced every single, like, making sure, who was the one that offered to allow his entire conference to be sponsored?
Who's the one who's currently running ads at almost every break on ESPN right now? Big 12.
Who has been the one that has been constantly reminding everyone, we will look at all forms of adding revenue? Because he does know what the scoreboard says.
Yeah.
He knows it ain't close between the Big Ten and the SEC, but he also knows sports matter to his people, and he's got to do everything he can to make that gap be as small as possible. And I believe this to be true. I think he knows they handed me basically $50 million a year. The odds of me being able to sell all of that, first off, by just snapping my fingers, not great. And I think he probably also knows this to be true. I made the deal. I think this is probably close to something what happened. When Memphis reaches out and he is inclined to entertain the idea, and he probably recognizes pretty seriously, all right, they got people in play, and this isn't just a pie in the sky, like I'm taking a steak dinner, shaking hands, and thanking them for their time. I think he realized pretty quickly there's an opportunity here. And I'm able to bring in three brands.
Big time brands.
I can bring in FedEx, I can bring in AutoZone, and I can bring in Lowe's, and they've all, it's not lip service.
No, they've already put the money in.
And I have got the deal done. And then you tell me the next detail is this doesn't even go to vote. Person to me that has the most motivation to leak this story is the guy that thinks he probably cut a really good deal and is probably pretty pissed.
Yeah, no.
That his constituency, who, by the way, only gripe about the difference in money. Look at this. We can't keep up. It's only human nature that you would sit there and be like, oh, all I'm hearing is
I'll show you guys.
I'm hearing you whine and complain about money, and I just handed you all of this money.
And you know what I'm like? Just for reference, what we're looking at, mind you, and that is money that is potentially coming into the Big 12 from outside their current structure, right?
Yep.
Why is some of this money not coming from within? How did BYU just get the number one prospect in all of college basketball? How much is Texas Tech funneling into their programs? Houston, don't tell me that they're poor. We know they aren't.
Well, no, but the difference with all this is, okay, let's take those for example. BYU, most of this is being done by Qualtrics Smith, and he owns an NBA team and an NHL team.
Yep.
And he's trying to redo his arena.
Correct.
All right, so.
Does he has links otherwise? Like,
but does Qualtrics really, like, in the end of the day, like, does he really need to have the Qualtrics Big 10 or Big 12 championship game?
For him, probably not.
And the reality is, does he really care about the Big 12 or does he care about BYU?
He probably cares about BYU, but the other half of that to me is, that is another step where your mark could look at it and say, guys, you're not just, you're kicking the gift horse in the mouth. You're not just like telling him to get out of here.
I think the
other part of the detail in there that from the story was the fact that Memphis was also saying, hey, look, your disbursement from whatever is what, about $1 million right now? One of the disbursements? Hey,
yeah, it's $1 million. The PayPal deal is roughly $1 million each school.
let's double it.
And they're like, you keep the other one.
Yeah. And they're like, no, thank you.
Correct.
We'll turn that down.
Now,
what?
The other motivation could also be, let's also be real. If the Big 12 changes its mind, Memphis is picking up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And so the other reality could be you're leaking it to put pressure on people that you want to do the deal and you think it's not getting done.
Oh, within the conference.
Yes. The problem with that is I don't sense a lot of buyer's remorse right now.
No, neither do I. I think the detail that we don't have that I would arguably find just as interesting as a lot of these other ones are which schools declined the vote. Which university straight up said, we don't need that.
So, I don't know, because this is what's also interesting to me. Okay, so Memphis is not taking a share of the television revenue distribution.
Yeah.
So, why most people are not in favor of expansion is most of the time when conferences go to their television partner and say, hey, what if we added so-and-so? What if we added this team? What would that look like? And more times than not, they've basically said, we're comfortable with the deal we've got. You can add them, but we're still paying.
We're not going to change
the
amount of
money. We're not changing the number.
Sure.
And so you understand at that point why people would say no. The argument against that is, well, Memphis wasn't even factoring into that. Now, I guess you could say, well, that brings in, we now go to 17 teams. It's an odd number. We're just bringing in someone else, like, for what? Now, for what? $200 million is for what?
Yeah, and especially, and beyond
$200 million divided by the same number.
Yeah, this is, you know, we're
your pockets.
Straight up, just here you go.
Correct.
Here's your money. And then that's not talking about which, that's just up front right now, especially when we're talking about some of the, I don't want to say non-revenue, but less revenue sports. Think about men's basketball. Memphis is an actual brand.
The other thing that I could talk myself into is that.
Are they scared?
No. I don't care about that. I mean, look at almost every team that's been added to a league.
Yeah, true.
Like, let's see. UCF made a bowl last year.
Cincinnati hasn't really done much, but
Houston's been awful.
True.
BYU's been okay, but like they came from a little different set of circumstances. So
the other big mover was SMU. But
I also think this is true. I just do not think competition matters.
No.
I don't think that's what they're factoring in.
Not at all.
What you could talk me into is that a lot of these people live in such a bubble that they're convinced, well, if we let Memphis in, it jeopardizes our chances of Florida State, Clemson, because there's this strong belief that Florida State wants out so badly from the ACC that they're willing to take their cachet. If they don't get the SEC and the Big Ten invitation, they're willing to take their cachet to the Big 12. Maybe they're dumb enough to believe that that's not a leverage play. I'm telling you,
yeah.
Some of these people live in such a la-la land that I've had conversations where I go, I cannot believe you believe that.
To me, that one, like, that's a little silly to me.
The only other rational justification, and it was a quote that was included in the story. Why do we have to do this now? For Memphis, I understand why time is of the essence.
Absolutely. I can understand that from the Big 12's point of view. I mean, there's
you
no
want to find a home.
Yeah, but and from the Big 12's point, they're like, you don't have to do this. We're pretty happy where we are.
And I think the argument for why I believe that this might come from Brett Yormark is this is money that we wouldn't have.
100%. Because that's not money that you're going to be able to just scratch up by going to some different advertisers
right.
and trying to get more for...
I mean, you might be able to find... You might be able to find... But, like, that's the other thing is, like, what else do they have to, quote-unquote, sell right now?
No, because who sponsors the championship game?
I believe Dr. Pepper sponsors both...
Is that Big 12 and I think, SEC?
I think Dr. Pepper sponsors the... Big 12 football championship game, and isn't it Phillips 66? Because remember the stupid floor?
Oh, yes, yes.
Or is it basketball. Dr. Pepper Big 12 conference tournament? No, because maybe the stupid floor was the 12.
Oh, or was, because there were a couple really bad floors.
They had the XII. Yeah, it's the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship.
Yeah.
I also believe this would be true. That whatever Memphis offered to sponsor those games or the Memphis companies offered to sponsor those games is going to pay more than what was on board.
Yeah, I don't know. Lowe's, FedEx, Phillips 66?
And again, I'm not... Listen, I... When you walk into the Dr. Pepper headquarters there in Frisco, there's a mural of me. They slap the wall and say, like, thank him for every single day. I've kept that company in business since 1988. But, like, this, and this is the reality. These same people that just turned this down, they're going to go back in this fall when everyone's going to start complaining about revenue. These are the people that will throw their hands up in the air like, I don't know. It's a crazy world. You said $200 million gifted to you. You're not in any position to say no when you did.
I think to me that is arguably the biggest story out of all of this, isn't it? Is that, and this might just be pushing it beyond what it actually is because this feels like a bad business move by a lot of the administrators in the Big 12. If it was up to your Mark, I bet he would just.
I think he cut the deal.
It would not shock me at all.
I think in this situation, he essentially functioned as an agent.
Yeah, as the intermediary.
He negotiated the deal.
It does not compute why, especially when, like you just said, and we hear it just about every single year. From the smaller two of the Power Four conferences, man, the money and the divide is just getting so great between us and the SEC and the Big Ten. And instead, they just said, we don't need to essentially double one of our revenue sources, almost triple one of our revenue sources from advertising, potential ticket sales from one of the bigger programs coming in. No, we don't really need that. Is there that much of a divide between what we consider the P4 and the Group of Five? To where they can look at it and say, this does not add value, when at face value, it only adds value to the conference.
Is there that much of a divide?
Or not even is there that much of a perceived divide by these member universities in a power conference?
I think everyone likes to think when they're in a good club that they can be selective. And I think
I think
that also leads you to making
a poor decision in this case.
Correct. You have an inflated sense of self.
That's exactly where I'm leaning.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with that. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, let's discuss the other super thrilling news. If you were expecting a lease between the city of Memphis and the Memphis Grizzlies to come this summer, change some plans. Again, it's not five-alarm panic time, but we'll discuss all of the implications from Sam Hardiman's story from the Daily Memphian earlier today. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company. 92.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
9FM, ESPN.
Tim Murray is out at Big Ten Media Days. Of course, when you think Big Ten country, you think Viva Las Vegas. But again, that is where they are having Big Ten Media Days. Lots of good playoff talk. It's hot under the collar with the playoff format talk. All the conversation that you've been knowing and loving of what about conference games, what model. We'll get into all that with Tim, hopefully during hour number two. If not, we'll do it. We'll discuss it amongst ourselves in the list. But over at DailyMemphian.com today, Sam Hardiman, who will join the Jeff Calkins show tomorrow. Tim has confirmed he will join at the top of the hour. Sam will join Jeff tomorrow on the Jeff Calkins show. He wrote this over at the Daily Memphian. The timeline for a deal to keep the Memphis Grizzlies on the court at FedEx Forum beyond 2029 has been pushed back as lease negotiations between the team, the city of Memphis, and Shelby County wear on. It is unlikely an agreement will be in place this summer, Memphis Mayor Paul Young said on Friday in a July 18th interview. Quote, "We certainly are still having conversations. We are working towards an agreement. I'm not sure of the timing at this point, but we're still very optimistic that things will move forward." The slow-moving Grizzlies negotiations come as the public sector continues to invest in FedEx Forum. The city allocated $80 million in cash from the state of Tennessee to start the renovations. Most of the work being paid for is largely considered deferred maintenance on the 21-year-old arena. The Memphis and Shelby County Sports Authority, the quasi-governmental board that pays the existing bonds on the arena and potentially future ones, approved agreements for the Grizzlies to start paying for generator, elevator, garage, and dewatering pump replacements at its June 24th meeting. As the Grizzlies, the city, and county plod towards a second lease, the first deal was for 25 NBA seasons, the city is working on beautifying downtown. The Grizzlies throughout the past years have made it known that the team would like to see a cleaner, safer downtown. The mayor also recently reshuffled his cabinet, promoting John Zena to the head of the city's infrastructure and development and creating the Office of Community Enhancement with the goal of further cleaning up the city. Young said those moves could help with the Grizzlies. Quote, I definitely think it helps. They want to see a vibrant downtown, and Memphians want to see a vibrant downtown. So I think it achieves many goals for our city. Downtown is our living room. This is a shared space. It is the neighborhood that's everybody's neighborhood, and I think it's important that we invest in it and that we ensure that it is as attractive as it can be, as safe as it can be, and as vibrant as it can be. And those are the goals that we are working towards. End quote. So there are a couple of things here. Number one, it's important to note this doesn't mean that Elise is dead.
By no means.
What it does mean was there was the stated objective of trying to get it done this summer, and they're basically confirming that's not going to happen. Okay. Now, let's get to the bigger picture.
Isn't it also a little bit fitting what I'm wearing today?
What do you got on? I saw your Rays.
A Rays jersey. Yeah. Let's not talking all about leases. And,
let's not talk about moving teams in state.
Nope.
Okay.
They're staying, by the way, I think.
If you made me predict today, what I think will happen is that they will sign a new lease that will essentially function. It will have so many outs and so many clauses in it. It'll essentially function as a short-term lease. It'll probably get PR announced as, you know, long-term, whatnot.
New 15, 20-year lease, yeah.
But essentially, where the Grizzlies are is a position where the city does not have a lot of leverage.
No.
Right now, the only leverage that the city realistically has, and it's certainly not a nothing burger, but it is the access to the state funds.
Yep.
Now, and again, I want to be very clear, and I'm not trying to throw any shade on that at all.
No, that's
but we also need to be
quite a chunk of money.
We also need to be realistic. Any other potential suitor
will also have public funding,
if not more. So, while it's clearly a substantial chunk of money, let's not kid ourselves and say that it's the only chunk of money. So, for instance, I'm not even going to throw the Seattle thing out because I have always been significantly more skeptical of how viable Seattle is as a market. I think the league loves using it as a leverage chip.
They absolutely do, but you and I have had this discussion of why there's not an NBA franchise there currently.
Well, number one, Howard Schultz sold the Seattle Supersonics to a man that had a company called like Bring Oklahoma Sports.
Yeah, it was.
And he said he had a handshake that they weren't moving. Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, buddy.
Sweet. Moving on. But further, the league has been open to wanting to return to Seattle, and all they said was, all you got to do, build a new arena. They had several plans, and again, as someone who loves stadium renderings, they had several cool ones. They had this warehouse concept in one of these parts of downtown that was absolutely sick, and you know what they stumbled upon as their final solution? Hey, we're going to kind of gut Key Arena. We're going to throw a sweet name on it, and we're done. The NBA said thanks, but no thanks. The NHL said, cool, we'll go to that market. And boom, we got the Kraken. They're the primary tenants.
And doing pretty well, from what we understand. Good for them.
Further, where I am significantly concerned is that there's this city out in the desert,
Vegas,
where things get built.
And quickly.
Built on time and built very nicely. There's not a lot of complaints about T-Mobile. Not a lot of complaints about Allegiant.
Most if anything, of the opposite.
The complaints of both are the amount of parking, like, on site. Like, but for T-Mobile, it's not as big of a deal. You just park at all the parking structures.
I was going to say, isn't T-Mobile right on the strip?
So,
or like a
T-Mobile,
block or two
like,
over?
Sits in between New York, New York, and the artist formerly known as the Monte Carlo. So, what is now Park MGM?
Plenty of parking. Already
yes.
there.
And Allegiant walk. Sits across.
It's a little further.
Across the interstate. But the same thing. You can park at Mandalay Bay. Like, there's those are the complaints.
If the complaint is parking,
correct.
Minimal complaints.
The buildings themselves, nobody has any complaints about.
Mint.
Now, you have multiple companies that have sites and very much are interested in bringing the NBA. Now, I would be curious to know, I think a lot of those people have plans based on, I'm owning this.
Yeah.
So part of the background discussions of last week when the NBA decided to table expansion talks, couple of reasons. Number one, they're finding it's difficult to find someone in Seattle that wants to front the $6 billion or $6 billion-plus expansion tag and expansion fee. So they table those discussions. But the reality is there is a threat of you don't get it done. That's what's on the horizon. Now, I'm going to point the finger at the Grizzlies on this. A lot of what you're asking, A, you're never putting your name on it. That's fine. We still have ways of figuring it out.
Yeah.
A lot of what you're asking is you want your arena to look like a lot of what we see around the country. These arenas that have these massive mixed-use, high new development, gentrification-type buildings and space. Mixes of bars, restaurants, shops.
The multi-purpose
correct.
District around
correct.
The arena.
All right. I think everyone can agree. Two thumbs up on that. Here's the problem. All the real estate people are your other owners. Who are you talking to? Us? George, you want? Are we supposed to go out and renovate it?
Yeah, let's go pick up some hammers, some spackle.
I know you built a deck.
Oh, that was like painting concrete.
Yeah.
That was like a concrete. You know, I was about to say, I can paint, you know, you go in front of me, you know, make sure the walls are
yeah,
cleaned
no,
off.
Totally. I hung a couple pictures this weekend.
Hey, very nice.
Also, a lot of these examples that they cite, you know what else is true?
They were really expensive.
The teams own them.
Yeah. The one we keep bringing up, the Colorado Rockies.
Yes.
The Colorado Rockies are owned by a real estate company.
Correct. Commercial real estate people.
Who also bought all the land around the ballpark
yep.
and developed it themselves.
Correct.
When was the last time we even so much as saw Robert Parra, let alone...
Well, here's the other thing.
And obviously that's just the main...
Well, but to your...
For sure.
So this is the other thing. As we pointed out with the Rockies, though they're horrific owners, they are extremely successful real estate developers. Robert Parra, while he owns real estate because he's super rich...
Wasn't he like a tech dude?
He...
Tech bro?
He basically brought like Wi-Fi and internet to a lot of places in the world that didn't have it.
Cool. It's awesome.
So, but yeah, he's...
It's tech money.
Yeah, I mean, he started at Apple. He was a developer at Apple, and then he came up with this, and then Ubiquiti. So it's like a company that goes to, like, he's got a lot of China contracts, but, like, a lot of places on the eastern side of the world where there wasn't access.
And now there is.
Correct.
Very cool. I was going to say.
Sure.
But that's tech money, not this real estate money.
Correct.
But he's also not pouring into. He's not the one or... Parts of the ownership group of the Grizzlies.
Well, I mean, here's
to your
thing.
Point.
Do y'all want to own Beale Street? Is that what they want? Because what I keep hearing is,
we want it to be nice, but we don't want to do anything about it.
We want Beale Street to look a certain way, but we don't want to spend anything. Okay?
I'm hearing the same thing.
Can we all agree, though, that this is true? We'd like to do whatever's reasonable, and even if it means paying a little more, we want to keep you here. But stop with these vague, do this, do that. Like, name some stuff.
Yeah, what don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
What it comes across as, it's like every single time, if you do this, you know, it's when your parents really don't want to buy you something wildly expensive. Well, if you do this, we'll talk. Okay? We did that. You wanted the money? Got you the money. All right.
Oh,
well,
but actually, we also kind of need
you
to do this.
Well, that was good, but we need to see a little bit more out of you. Like, that was just a quarter of grades. Like, let's go for the full semester. All right. We did that.
We're working on it. We're changing up the cabinet of the local government. You know, we're going to do what we can. What's next?
Come up and maybe, I don't know, throw out a couple of solutions or two.
Yeah, it's not just go and do things. Go and fix things.
They're saying a lot of things that sound good.
And I think that's...
And they're not real solutions.
No, it's kind of just like, hey, this would be really great if this happened. We're not totally sure how we want you to do it or that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.